All right, beautiful. Welcome to our mastermind for June 19th, 2024, day before the solstice, and it is great to be here with you. I've got a couple of subjects that I want to delve into with you, and absolutely here to answer all your questions or dive into any topics or hear your celebrations. And we are going to start with a card. Pool, pole, not pool, pole. Okay, I make that kind of fell, so it's all a mess here, but just get it arranged here for a moment. I will remind you that there is a healing circle tomorrow, which is Thursday, the 20th. Full moon and solstice are just one day apart, and we're doing it on the solstice. So very, very powerful full moon. We've got the update is on the member site, so you can check that out. But very powerful, transformational full moon here, and the solstice is this incredible extreme, the peak, of the sun's light in the northern hemisphere, and the darkness in the southern hemisphere. And extremes are part of balance. Balance, often we think of just keeping everything even Steven, but balance is actually constant unified movement. It's what, it's the center point within us. And if we think of the earth and nature, it has a center point too, so that everything can bloom and grow and be fed and nourished. And so in that, there's extremes of light, extremes of dark, of different temperature, of different, weather conditions, but they don't last forever. There's always this, coming back to balance. So this is extreme of the solstice brings us into the summer season here in the northern hemisphere. And where there is more light, there is more growth. Where there is more light, we can see more, and there is more consciousness, when we're speaking about that kind of light. The sun represents the soul in astrology, and on a more intimate level, represents something for each and every one of you, more personally, depending on what, where Leo falls in your chart. Like for Jamie, that's your 10th house of career and money and recognition in the world. And Liesl, I was just going to pull up your chart here too, so I had it in front of me. I've gotten to where I don't have everyone's chart memorized anymore because I ran out of bandwidth. So this is happening in your sixth house, actually on your Jupiter and your Venus. But in your sixth house of work-life balance, of health, of well-being, and you're going into a different time here, but excuse me, I should say that's where the full moon is happening. The actual, the sun is actually your money planet, Liesl, for you. So this is the moon is very, very, excuse me, the fun, sun is very strong at its highest point now. So for whatever the sun represents for each and every one of us, that's, it's in an expanded light-filled place. And that brings in, more insight, more information. It's like, oh, we can see more of what that is about. So we'll dive into that more in the healing circle. And I'm gonna do a card pull here. And so what I'd like you to do with this, of course, I'm gonna read the cards as, as they come up and as whatever channels through. But also, I want to invite you to just think of the number 1, 2, or 3 in your mind. And because I'm going to pull three cards, and that is the card. And if you have anything in particular that you want to connect to that, otherwise, just think of that number. And that's going to be specifically that card, will be a little bit more significant for you. Okay, so have that 1, 2, or 3 in your, you get all the energy of all the cards, but that is so interesting. Okay, tell you why later, but so we're going to talk about the first card first, and the first card is the Honorable Warrior. Okay. And the Honorable Warrior, of course, is Mars's card. And the mantra here is I take a stand for positive change. And that is the Honorable Warrior in its glory and in its light. And the Mars is best used and when it takes its direction from the Brahmins, from Jupiter, from the divine. And, you know, Mars is also our planet of war, you know, so the Honorable Warrior isn't always honorable or can play out as the rescuer. But Mars is currently in Aries and it is in a good place for taking action and being productive and getting things done and, you know, being focused in that way, but also still moving from the inside out. This is also where we find our discipline. And like Jamie and I, we were talking earlier today around doing some structure and calendaring and such. Actually, I was talking about that after you with somebody else too, as well, that came up as well in a different way. But, you know, Mars, calling Mars in for that sort of discipline to want to create the structure, which is more Saturn, that then, okay, how do we stay disciplined in, you know, in following through on this? So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, if I look at the collective energy, you know, there's a lot of strife in our world. Absolutely. But it's the difference between what we push against the Honorable Warrior is and what we take a stand for. So if we're going to push against something, if we're going to say we're going to go to a rally that's against something, that's much less powerful than if we're going to a rally that is taking a stand for something. And when we're taking a stand for something, we're not putting so much attention on what's wrong and what's bad about the other side of things. We're highlighting, we're taking a stand, we're you know, highlighting what is the, you know, the movement we're taking that we want to promote. We're giving energy, feeding that, which kind of just takes me into the second card that I pulled, which is the Advocate. I don't see this card that much. It's one of Saturn's archetypes, actually. And this is aligned with the greater good for all. And this, when the Advocate is really about being that advocate for someone or something, planet, animal, you know, children, people, whoever, that for whatever reason can't fully take that stand for themselves. And so then we have that gift where we know about that, or we've had that experience, or, you know, and we step in for them. Like sometimes a lawyer might be an advocate for us in a legal matter, you know, a counselor can be an advocate for us, you know, I play the advocate a lot in my role in things. So, but again, that plays right off of the Honorable Warrior in taking a stand for positive change, taking a stand. Well, what happens when we can't really take that stand for ourselves? That's where the Advocate comes in. And so this is just coming through for us to be reminded, and those of you who this resonates for, to be reminded of, you know, where are you called to advocate for something or someone that is falls within your gift zone. And one of the other things we need to be careful of with the Advocate is that we're not on the shadow side where we're doing too much for someone, where they're not able to kind of grow into this next level for themselves. So that's why I love the picture on this. It's as simple as it is. It's like putting a hand around someone's shoulder and then walking with them as opposed to doing it for them. So very powerful energy, because in truth, we all need advocates at times, someone who has got either more experience or more clarity in the moment than we have. And we're absolutely better together. The third card that came out, which came out earlier today, I think I pulled this card for you earlier today, Jamie, which is the Merchant, which is one of Mercury's cards. And this is opportunities to prosper are everywhere. And Mercury is real strong right now in Gemini. It owns Gemini. It's with the sun there. And, you know, the picture on here, which I love, is, you know, the money growing on trees. And, you know, that's contrary to what we're told, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, it depends on your trees, I guess. But this is a very, it's an energy that really is here to help to open us up to. There are so many opportunities for us if we're open to them that are not really, not necessarily within the sort of the bandwidth we might be looking for something. Okay, so if we're looking for a piece of property, you know, or looking for the next client, you know, there might be a specific area that we're just looking, we're kind of, you know, got our radars out in. But if we're open to, wow, opportunities to prosper are everywhere, then there's just things that we wouldn't have seen before that possibly are opportunities for us. And prosper isn't necessarily always dollars and cents. You know, it's the connection that leads into feeling more prosperous in some way or into, you know, the next thing for us, the next opportunity. So it's really about having and what the picture I'm seeing is like having blinders on for some of you. And we're here with, even if you're listening to this on the recording, you're included, you're part of the soul group, but it's like removing the blinders. You know, like when a horse has got those blinders, so they can only see what's in front of them, but removing those blinders so that we're open to things we wouldn't normally be open to. We're seeing beyond. And remember, whatever we're seeing, mostly we have a reference system for, and when we see something really out of the ordinary, if we're really paying attention, usually we're kind of awestruck in a way. You may have heard the story of, like in North America, when the indigenous people here didn't see the ships that were off the coast that were coming to the land. They literally didn't see that. Like, there was no reference system. They hadn't seen anything like that before. There was just no, it didn't register, you know? And like, you can relate to this, like, oh, maybe there's a new car you wanted, or Jamie, when you were looking at Camrys, maybe all of a sudden you see Camrys everywhere, you know, how that goes. And that's because, and it's the car thing is just so, I mean, we've all been through that, you know? And all of a sudden you're seeing these cars everywhere. It's like, oh, I never noticed that before, because now it's been logged into your reference system. You have an actual reference for it. But how did it even show up there to begin with? Well, we had to be open. We had to be open to something new and different. So I really love the mantra around for opportunities prospering everywhere is it's kind of like, what could I notice that's new and different? What could I new, you know, and especially, you know, opportunities are really how we do prosper. It's usually some kind of an opportunity, and usually opportunities tend to be unexpected. And Mercury is, you know, this mercurial planet. It's moves quickly. It's hard to put your finger on. I'm very, very intelligent. It's super process oriented, and it's very, very curious. And especially in the placement that it is currently in until about the 29th of this month, it's very, very curious. So I encourage you to ignite your, take that on, your curiosity, you know, really have, how could I be more curious about this? And especially when something happens that's could potentially be annoying, or frustrating or whatever, when we get curious about it, usually we can see it through a whole different lens. So, I'm curious for what's up for you this evening. Also, when you do share, I'm curious which card you picked as far as your one, two, or three, and what came through for you on that.
For me, it's card number three.
Uh-huh.
And what came through for me, oh, probably something, it really relates to what I'm going through right now, because I have been thinking about this, how I'm going to make money now that I'm moving to Philippines, and I still want to make a dollar, and I really don't want to go back to any 9-to-5 job at any corporation. So I've been thinking on the last week of April, and I learned about these selling options, and then after I learned about it, I tried to do it, and then since then, from May and June, I consistently made money with only spending few hours a week, like 4 hours a week.
You go, girl.
So,
That's awesome.
yeah.
So, and that's a very up, an opportunity kind of thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm happy about it, and then that's something like something to celebrate for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's totally awesome. And it's super flexible for you, right? You can take it, you can take it anywhere, really.
Yeah, I only do the selling. I only sell option. It's not really trading. It's only selling. And the way I make money is like collecting premiums from the buyer on the other side.
Okay,
So
gotcha.
it's like a it's stress-free
Because it's
trading
not your
option.
investment.
It's not investment. It's just kind of like I submit a sell option, and then somebody on the other side buy it, and then the way I
Exactly.
make money, it's not waiting for the price to go up or to go down. It's just by collecting the premiums from the buyer.
Yeah. So you're kind
And
of like brokering in between, yeah.
yeah, it's kind of like I'm a broker, and that's how I make money. And then the money that I'm making right now, it's more than enough for me, way more than enough for me to live in the Philippines.
Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
Way to go. And you know what I love about this for you is, when I met you and when you came into Solutionary Blueprint, you were just so beaten down by this position that you had and at Facebook, and you were, working so hard and not getting recognized. And yeah, you were making good money, but you were just you were not, and as you really learned about your gifts, you were in your gifts, absolutely, but you were not being recognized for them at all. And there was, even though the desire to really live by the principles and put yourself first, there just wasn't the bandwidth for it. And you had this idea around, maybe I do want to get property. And so, you've done the work, and you're continuing to do the work and trusting and just taking the next step and that next inspired action. And it's a beautiful example of how, if we are just focused on the next inspired action, the next step, holding to the vision, but not overthinking how it's supposed to play out, our soul, the universe, our soul blueprint has a way of really delivering for us, So it takes a lot of trust, takes
Yeah.
a lot of courage, takes a lot of ovaries, girl, but you're doing it,
I'm very happy because I've been like asking the universe to like I do want to make money, but I don't want the stress. And I keep telling the universe I do deserve to make money without the stress that I have experienced in the corporate world. So here I am, like now I have so many hours for myself because I only have to trade like once a week and then maybe 4 hours every Friday or Thursday. That's it. That's all I do.
That's fabulous, girl.
And I'm not really sure now that I have so much time in my hand. So yeah, I still have to think how I'm gonna be how I'm gonna use my time.
Okay, well, what are the suggestions
Yeah.
that came through right when you started talking, and I want to come back to it because you just brought me back to it, was, keep working your way through the trainings. If you haven't done purpose and mission yet, have you done purpose and mission?
Actually, I haven't really continued to go through the training because of all these packing things,
Yeah.
packaging,
But
and then yeah.
when it comes to the time, and when you're ready, and okay, what am I gonna do with all this time? I would encourage just to commit to a training a week, okay? And the next place I want you to go is the mission and purpose training, which th that module will then lead you into a movement and message. And in that, you are going to dig deeper into and understand more of, at this time in your life, how your gifts want to ex be expressed through your purpose. You'll see how you're doing that through the trading, but there's more for you as far as that. And it's going to be connected to the land, and it's going to really connect some dots for you. And you can think of yourself as working for yourself now. Okay. You do have your own, your own business. You're trading here. You're potentially buying a farm. All of this is kind of under the umbrella of Lisa. And as you go through that training, it's really going to help to you're going to see this overarching theme of really what it's it's about, and it's going to, and it's being expressed in these different ways, and you're going to get more information and hits on how to how you can express that purpose and that mission more so.
Yeah, I will continue.
Yeah, so I know you've been really busy, but when you said that time thing, I'm like,
Mm-hmm.
okay, because I think that's really going to ground you in what you're doing next, and then open you up to when you're really clear about and your purpose. And your purpose isn't what you do, it's what wants to be expressed through you. So, like for me, my underlying core purpose is living from the inside out, and that translates into a lot of different ways in my life. That's one way is being a parent. I teach other people to live inside out, and that's in a lot of different, ways. So then you can just weigh your choices against that purpose and that mission. Okay, well, is getting this farm and this property, is that really in alignment with this? Living here, is that really in alignment? It really helps to center you and give you a place, the center point to move from to keep everything in alignment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Oh, by the way, thank you for the advice on the last mastermind call.
You're welcome.
Actually, last week there's a friend that asked me if I wanted to adopt, and I really want it, but it's already like the adoption is coming up in July, and I still need to settle down and didn't feel ready for me, so I let that opportunity go.
Well,
Yeah.
just trust there will be more opportunity, and it will be really good for you to get grounded, in where you're
Yeah.
going, and not, not add. You're used to living a pretty stressful life, and you just cleared your life out, and you're going on a bit of an adventure. You don't have to, you can take things at a pace that isn't overtaxing your nervous system.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Good.
So, yeah, I'll just take the opportunity the next time. I'm sure there are more.
I'm sure there are more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful, my dear. Jamie, and you want to share anything?
So I just did the lab with Crystal. Like we got done with that before I came on this. And so I got a chance to like mentor because I got to read with somebody who's like who was very nervous about things. So she was like, I'm so glad I'm with you. But the card that I aligned with was the Advocate, which is funny because the what we were just talking about in the reading was me like mentoring and standing up for people and stuff. So it kind of aligns with what I was just talking about in that lab and how that should be where I'm stepping into is, like advocating for people and doing those type of things. So it just kind of validated, which,
Yeah, that.
I like validated.
Yes.
It just,
You're like, come on, show me the confirmation here. Yeah.
yeah. So it just kind of validated what we were just reading and what we were just talking about. And like some of the things, that I had a chance to look at that she was referencing, are Indian, some of their mythology, like their women queens and stuff like that, and how they had like a righteous anger and how that kind of comes through with what I do and stuff and being able to like stand. And that kind of goes what you and I were talking about earlier, those boundaries and really like in being really like in that leadership type position. And so I think that was just like the validation I needed for to like kind of wrap everything up in a nice little present
That's
and let me
awesome.
think about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and sometimes that, I mean, there's so many deities in Indian, and of course they're reflected in Vedic astrology, and actually, when the archetypes dropped in around the planets in the Sacred Wolf Code, the mythology and the deities, because it has to do with the nakshatras and the planets, are all incorporated in the archetypes, but I'm called to speak English, and I talk to most people who do speak,
Right.
resonate in the Western world. And so, but I love that particular form of, it's like Kali falls into that. And actually, the full moon that's coming Tomorrow we have this healing circle, which is the solstice, and then the following day is the full moon, but we're doing it on the solstice. Nariti, and I talk about that in the update. The update's on the member site for the full moon. Nariti is the, and Kali, it's a form of Kali, which are both forms of Lakshmi, actually. They're the, they call them the negative forms, but they're the,
Right.
and the thing about the goddesses is they, this feminine energy that's more on this sort of, this kind of level, you know, the, you know, this is, what makes it still feminine and makes it still pure and true is that it comes from the heart. It's like whew, coming in, and sometimes it's really strong, you know, or really righteous, or lopping somebody's head off because that's what needs to happen. But that, and it's coming from this place of like fierce love almost. And then soon as the deed is done or the message has gotten across, it just comes back to neutral. And that's that difference between sort of that angry masculine and then the resentment that's leaves residue with it. And I love how, you know, the deities are all about, the gods and goddesses are all about just the different aspects of ourselves, and for us to ha be able to identify, you know, of course, just like the archetypes are, just to be able to make some identification, you know, with these different different parts of ourselves. It's one of the reasons that Christianity had a very hard time sticking in India, because, you know, the Indians would take Jesus. Oh, Jesus, one, what, here, right next to Kali, you know, right next to Shiva. Yeah, Jesus, you know, it's like, because it's like, okay, yeah, fine. Well, that's incorporated too. But really seeing the, you know, it's never once seeing the breadth of everything. So, so that's awesome that you can see that in yourself, you know, and we need all the different types of that sort of, that feminine goddess energy. It's super important. One of the things, I wrote down a couple of notes here. Hang on a second. Where did I put those? And here. Okay. So a couple other just things that were on my heart as I was tuning in about this time together today was, because I've seen this theme come up quite a bit over the last couple weeks with people, which is the energy of putting ourselves first, and then what keeps us from putting ourselves first. And, you know, just the analogy of, like, you know, putting your own oxygen mask on first, right, makes so much sense. Well, yeah, if I'm not breathing, I can't help the person next to me, right? But we often do not put ourselves first when it comes to our alignment, our self-care, what we need to do to regulate our nervous system, what we need to do to take care of our hearts, our bodies, our mind. You know, we'll attend to whatever else comes, you know, responding, reacting to things, or what our mind thinks we should do. But in truth, we can't really be that amazing, brilliant, gifted, shining light that we are. We can't be a full expression of that if we're not putting ourselves first. There's a lot of story and beliefs around, well, you know, somebody's not going to like it if I put myself first. And I'm sure that you all, like I was cultured in that way, that you should always put others first. And this is a form of selfishness that is the, I want to say, the purest form that I really want you all to embrace over this next month and really play with. Like, how can I put myself first? Is it that I need to clear something? Is it need that I need to draw a stronger boundary? Is it that I need to put myself on my calendar first? Is it, you know, is it, you know, so I guess the question I want to ask you first of all, and I want you to tune in for this. So close your eyes and take a deep, full breath and just drop in for a moment here. And just go straight to heart with this. I really tell myself the truth, where am I not putting myself first. Where in my life am I that I would be really useful for me to put myself first, that I'm not quite doing it. Just notice what comes up for you. Okay. See if you can hold that or write that down. Actually, let's just open our eyes and just share that real quick. What area of life are you not putting yourself first to the level that would really benefit you? Go ahead and talk to me.
I don't really have an answer for that, but I think for me, because I learned like few years ago through these other spiritual teachers about this putting yourself first, and since then, I always look after myself first. But before that time, I always like put everybody else first, like my family, my relatives. Like I always help them, even though I still need to help myself first. So, like for example, I used to like send money to my relatives, to anyone that I ask for my help, even though like I still have some bills to pay, but I would help my other relatives first and my family. But then I can see that my help doesn't really, I don't really see improvement in their life. Like, for example, oh, I helped them to start a small business. And maybe the other cousin, I also helped him like rent a big farm. But all of those help, it went to nothing. And that's where I thought that maybe it's the frequency of the people that will make them successful in their life. Like no matter how much I help them, it will do nothing if the person's energy is on the lower vibration.
Right, if they're not doing the work,
And
yeah.
yeah, so that's where I learned like, oh yeah, I should have put myself first, because I could have paid all the bills, all my bills. Like I still have a student loan and other stuff that time. So that's what I thought after those my observation for helping other people.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
as you put yourself in a first in a big way, in making the shift from your recent job and following your dream here. And as you start moving down this path a little bit more, things are going to rev up for you. You're going to have more going on, which sometimes makes it a little bit more challenging. You'll have new frontiers too. So just pay attention to that, And the other question is just, how can I put myself first even more so today? So that's the other question to live with. Okay. Jamie, what came up for you?
Well, with the scheduling thing that we talked about earlier, I haven't really quite with the setback with the gym and the car towing incident, I've got a little bit PTSD about going to the gym. So I need to prep myself first, and that like physicality and like that health, that aspect. I mean, I'm getting my steps with walking the dogs. Like I'm getting my 100,000 steps a week, so I'm active, but
Yeah.
I'm not doing the things that I need to do to be as strong in what I need to do. So the way I can put myself first is starting to put more focus on that, and with the schedule that I'm building for the summer to give me some of that regiments that I need, that's what I'll be working on to put myself first, so that
Right.
it'll not only help me and help me with my requirements, but it'll also help me be like healthy and able to keep up with my kid for the whole summer. And then it'll also give me those bookends to the day and give me that place to connect and to be myself and to take care of myself.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then anyone listening in, just post in the Facebook group, share or share what's, if you feel like there's something that is keeping you from being able to put yourself first in whatever area is a little out of balance right now. And you can always tell where the area of life that's out of balance because you're stressed out, or you're thinking about like, yeah, okay, I meant to do that, but I can't do, I haven't done that, oh, I was going to meditate and it didn't happen again. Or, you're internally aware of it at some level. And for some people, it's going to be boundaries, in certain relationships, you're not putting yourself first because you're putting up with things. That's another place that really can show up in a big way. Again, how we take care of ourselves physically, giving more time and energy to things or people, maybe even to your job or to your business. You can absolutely let that own you in a way that you aren't doing what you need to do so that you are at your absolute best, so that you are, attracting the right opportunities, so that you are tuned in and really using your gifts. Life gets real hard when we're not taking care of ourselves. We get tired. There's Life gets it's like it's an uphill battle for sure, and then it can then spiral to we're just too busy, too busy, too busy. So it's a good place to just reflect on regularly and just take the next area of life that we can tune ourselves up. When we're in an accelerated time, that's where meaning that we've had it. I mean, Liesl, if you think back to what your schedule was like before. Just having enough time to get food or to run or whatever, was a super big challenge. Whenever we have something else added, which we that's life we're going to, then sometimes we have to recalibrate this. We have to, how can I put myself first? But be aware of as you're in, as you are in relationship with others, and it's a, I think that's one of the sticky, well, there's a lot of sticky places, but that can be a sticky place too, is like in certain relationships, whether they're business, whether they're coworkers, family relationships, love relationships. How can you still, this is one of the places that will sacrifice a lot as women, especially as the feminine, because we'll preserve the relationship at whatever cost, and the cost usually is a cost that we're financing, because there's something underneath where we don't want to rock the boat, or we don't want to have the relationship dissolve, or that we know we're not going to get it, our need met anyway, so we don't even try, or or the relationship's just sucking a lot of energy. So just be aware of that. That's another place where I really see this show up quite a bit. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, so just keep that front and center. How can I put myself first? Where do I need to put myself first more? And, if you're feeling uncomfortable or stressed, it's a great question to drop in with too. Is there a way I could put myself first more in this situation? Okay. And sometimes there is something to let go of, and it's a time to then go back and do a clearing process or something to let go of. Because sometimes we just, I mean, at different times of life, I mean, we could probably argue tooth and nail that there's no way I could put myself first in this situation, or you could reflect on a time where you've been there and then you realized, oh, actually, yeah, I don't have to put up with this, or I don't have to do it this way. It's just that sometimes putting ourselves first brings along a big choice with it, a big major choice. And when that's something that is going to potentially give us the perception of threatening our survival at some level, that's where we'll do really sacrifice. So just keep an eye on that, because I just see that. I've been seeing that a bit. Okay. All right, ladies. Anything else for either of you?
Nothing else for me. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
this time.
And Liesl, when do you leave?
On June 30th.
Okay, on June 30th. Okay, great. Okay, great. And then of course we'll still see you. We have the internet.
Probably on the July 1st mastermind, I won't be there because, yeah, I'll be getting in Philippines by July 2.
Okay.
So not really sure if I can attend.
It's okay. So, post in the Facebook group or send me a note, you know, how you are when you land, okay? But
All right.
and Full Moon Healing Circle is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Yes,
Yeah.
tomorrow. Yeah. So, okay, my dears. Always a pleasure to be with you, holding that great vision you're stepping into, Liesl. And Jamie, as you rebalance your plate and step into more of you. Absolutely. Okay, my dears, I look forward to being with you soon. Never hesitate to reach out, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.